initiative was prompted by the 15th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement this year and our own daily struggles with the reality of living with partition. This is the second phase of the People's Referendum Initiative, following on from the successful campaign in Cross Maglen and Craigan Upper a few months ago. So a group of us together from the Strabann and Lifford community have got together and set up this committee. And this is an initiative that sets out to begin the debate about Irish unity at a grassroots level, and specifically to raise public awareness of the provision for a border poll in the Good Friday Agreement. For the launch today, we sent out an invite to all political parties in the Strabann area and the Donegal County Council area to come along to the launch today to get more information on what the campaign is about. But this is a community. It's a community project. It's not a political project.
You're looking to hold a referendum later this month. How's that going to be operated? What are the mechanics of that referendum going to be?
It's basically kicked off today with the campaign, and it's involving a three-week campaign, which includes canvassing, a debate. The process will then culminate in a vote in Irish unity on the 23rd of November. Voting will be open to those living within the Strabann East Ward and Clonlea and Lifford who are aged 16 and over. And ballot boxes will be open throughout polling day, with people able to vote at or near the places where they would normally cast their vote in an election. So voters will be asked to give a yes or no answer to the question, should Ireland be reunited? And our committee are hoping to have a number of international observers and others present as part of the process of voter verification, so that we're making this as professional as possible. We've already got Mick Halpiny confirmed as an independent adjudicator on the day.
And how will you verify that people who are voting will be eligible to vote once, and that this vote isn't, as it were, rigged?
We are doing a registration drive, so you'll have to be on the register to vote, and you'll be asked to bring a photographic identification on your polling card on the day.
And how will that be funded?
We're self-funded, so a lot of our events that we'll be running in the run-up to the campaign will be fundraising, and we'll be asking for donations and things like that on the day. A few of our committee members are business people and are willing to make donations to the campaign. So we're basically a self-funded organisation.